From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
A flurry of shooting stars will flicker in the night sky as the weekend comes to a close and Earth Day kicks off, presenting the best opportunity to see a meteor shower since last year. The Lyrid meteor shower is predicted to peak on Sunday night into early Monday morning with 15 to 20 meteors per hour, and that's according to the American Meteor Society. The event will bring an end to a meteor shower drought that started more than 3 months ago after the Quadrantids briefly peaked on a cold and, for many areas, a cloudy night in early January. The celestial show will begin not long after nightfall, but like most meteor showers, the Lyrids will be best seen after midnight as the shower's radiant point rises high in the northeastern sky. People outside watching the night sky before daybreak will also have the chance to see the International Space Station fly overhead. This year's edition of the Lyrids will have some competition that could outshine all but the brightest meteors. Swift-moving meteors may look like a blip in the sky compared to the nearly full moon, which will glow throughout most of Sunday night. The moonlight will wash out many of the dimmer meteors, reducing the number of shooting stars onlookers will actually get to see. For the best chance at spotting some meteors, experts recommend focusing on darker areas of the sky where the moon is out of sight. Looking at the moon for a few seconds can impact your night vision and make it more difficult to actually see the meteors. A full moon will rise two nights later on April 23rd and will be known as the Pink Moon, and it's named after phlox, one of the first wildflowers to bloom in spring. So when is the next meteor shower? Well, after the Lyrids, the next meteor shower will be the Eta Aquarids, which will peak on the weekend of May 4th and 5th. Now, this is one of the best meteor showers of the year for the southern hemisphere, where around 50 meteors per hour can be seen. For areas in the northern hemisphere, hourly rates will likely top out around 30 per hour, slightly higher than the Lyrids. Also of interest at AccuWeather.com, preventative action may be needed for tender plants, vineyards, and orchards as cold waves will deliver episodes of frosts and freezes in the Midwest and the Northeast in the next week. Check out that article at AccuWeather.com. And travelers heading from the High Plains to the Colorado Mountains should be prepared for slushy roads and delays as snow falls in portions of Colorado and Wyoming, with a foot or more possibly piling up over the mountains. That's all for now. There are more stories and regional forecasts at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.